Yo, welcome back to another fine episode of Hayoka King Podcast. You already fucking know it's me, the host. The name goes by Reiner. Because you know I'm the one that's gonna bring all the entertainment to you. Yeah. I don't know. I tried the twang, the end of that one. Hayoka King Podcast. I'm the Hayoka King because I'm a Hayoka, but my last name is King. It's not because I'm the King of the Hayokas. I'm not the Hayoka King. I'm the Hayoka King, and it's a podcast. There's a perfect man that decibels the sound nice. Hayoka King Podcast is nice. That's six. Hayoka King Podcast. You know, the last three syllables are two different words. Well, technically three words, but one of them is a conjunction word, so the two words. But look at that. Me giving you the wisdom that I've acquired through sleeping with celestial beings and seducing wizards, dragons, and witches, fucking all sorts of bullshit, fucking demon rock people that are made out of bugs that are made out of people. Sometimes it's just a sad person. But also there's been plenty of experiences along the way. That one time that I ate a Sunbeam granola bar. It was a chocolate, the dark chocolate coconut. Those ones are pretty fucking nice, a little chocolate drizzle, and I'm there on the tracks by the shutdown fort. I'm crawling on these leaves in the concrete in this fort that's been there since the 1600s. I'm crawling in. And I'm like, hey, what's down here? So I crawl through this dark hole that's underneath all this rusted metal. But it's okay, because I'm adventuresome. I can't get hurt. On the other side, I was greeted by a sight. And as I picked up my cell phone and I turned on my light, graffiti on the walls. So wonderful and unique. An old place like this wouldn't be a great secret to keep. There is beer cans and garbage and bags of things all. Unique words of hatred and words of love on the wall. I sat there and chilled while I pulled out my pipe and I loaded some green and smoked till I felt nice. The day is the 20th, 2/20/2024. I don't like that. It's the day that I decided to give in to the society of trying to help myself, to get collected of what have I need. To move in the right path, the right direction, not just wander aimlessly enough. Maybe I felt nothing, but maybe it was just a thing. Little walls, things going around telling you how it all gotta be. Bada boo, bada bing, bada boo, bada row. Hanging out, just only raising one brow. Walking around, hanging outside with the crowd. Going down outside on a night for the town. Sitting there smoking my fucking weedo. So the podcast is about wisdom. The wisdom that you may find from the wandering mind of the creative soul. Experience torment and hell. To the wants and needs, the thrills, the apertures of who and how we want to feel. Oh, hanging out, what we want to do, who we want to be our buddies, our chums. Do we have the ability, if they leave the next day, to just be like, okay, slum it up? It's been difficult for me to be a people person, a person for the people at the same time. Sometimes people don't know that I'm a person for me. Sometimes they don't want to think that me is more important than the people, but me with the people is most important of all. The people together is truly the image in which I want to instill my intentions. But sometimes I can reduce myself to a dark path, an evil path of death, an evil path of rot. This path in my mind is caused from holes, from bad experiences, drugs, and sin. I am a wretched soul, blessed by the Dark Lord, 3 separate indications, scratches upon that back. This being sought out for me to be kind, but knew that my kindness came with an unwilling desire to insatiably learn, learning the curvatures of how the physics works. Physics applies to the mass, to the gravity, to the life soul drained upon itself, angry, hindered by the knowledge of, is there more beyond life and death? Is there a path of divinity that can splice with life, splice with death equally in one's own absolution, yet constants of variables in recreation? The personality of the spirit inclines with itself, and the new body forges the rock bind. Oh. I wasn't always a bad man. I wasn't always evil. I understand that it's not fun for you, but it's no more fun for me. See, it's not fun for me too. Hanging out in the city at night with my friends, doing drugs, smoking cigarettes, running, laughing loud, feeling like we're the only ones allowed to have fun that night. Looking at the street lights, lit flame from the gas that they put inside of that shit. Ah, it's so wonderful in an October night. Leaves flying around, spooky decorations in the windows. Hanging out, you already know what was going down. Ah, tattoo shops, trying to find some food. Hanging out, going to the little mall, trying to feel the groove, the night groove, the groove only at night. Night's groove. My friends and I were all constants in the creations of how unhinged and euphoric could we feel. But my euphoria came more from doing shit, and other people's euphoria simply felt in giving up for aesthetic. Gross. Hanging out by underneath the bridge. We'll be hanging out, starting fires, talking shit. Got weapons in their hands. Already know that they equipped. We're going out in the day, in the night, taking out their little jobs and hits. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe this life can't be half bad. But then I think I'll buy my car and on all the fucking things that I want, like love and a family, and I say, hey. I didn't even rhyme that word, and you didn't even care. Because it's just a podcast, it's free entertainment. I can swear on here. I can do whatever I want. Because I pay for it. Oh. I pay to be on podcast so I can say fuck. There's nothing you can do about it. This is not a bone of hate. A bone of hate? A hate of bone? It doesn't sound right either way. Maybe it's because there is a bone of hate in my body. Maybe there is. Maybe my whole body's hate. But I succumb to tempting my best to be a good person. Drunk with the style of fortitude, for I seek success in my mind, I seek successful adventures. So you got a little bit of alcohol and a little bit of weed, and then you'll be hanging out at night thinking about where and what you want to be. Cause your future's coming quick. Feel like you're wasting too much time. That you really could just be sitting there for a job till the end of your life. But there's more to it out there, and more experiences to find. You know, I know sometimes I sit in there just way too much on my mind, and all I wanna do is piss, moan, and bitch, and live life instead. But I know there's better things for me to do, better ways for me to get in touch. Maybe I should acquire more, move on to better things, such and such. Cause you're right, avenues, don't look back, only do. Sometimes it sounded easier then than that. And hell, ain't that the truth? So then the Heyoka King walked back into his mind and his memories, and smiled and said, none of these matter, but at least I'm here to think about it. In the distance, a dark entity settled down upon the ground. I know who you are. And you won't know. Just a joke, I suppose. Cities going past us and left from the issues of our other non-relevancies. I like to move on with my life and move past all the old things in my mind, all those atrocities. Oh. Because they really do got that veracity. Looking at me like I'm knowing bad and evil, rotten. They really got some curiosity. I'm just trying to sit there thinking about the prophecy about where my life is supposed to go, what I want to do, what I want to be. I gotta think about those hypotheses. Don't you see? Heyoka Gig Podcast is brought to you by Bad Weekend Productions. March 7th, 2027. Yeah. No, 26. No. 27, yeah. Long, long time away, and I'd say, won't you fall in love? She said, you too confused and scared, seemed too out of touch. You know, then you got angry, you said crazy things all on the phone. And every time I opened it up, another message in my phone, where the hell I'd be blown by you. I never once tried to be a normal person. And I say to myself, how much can I haunt myself over just trying to connect to something that seemed like a good story? Story ended. Never lie down the waste of the bones, your body decaying. But maybe it's the proof of vomiting up a little bit of vomit on your fucking PlayStation 4 remote. Now the buttons don't work right, it's a sign. March 2nd, 2024. The day I attempt to just submit to better, to what I need to go someplace else. I need to do something. God, everyone I know that I've ever loved has children now that are fucking 8 years old. Now I think to myself, I can sit there and waste away in my head about someone that I loved because it was a pleasant experience with so many different faces and souls. But it's not worth losing any hair over, man. Why can't I just get past stress? Is it because I'm bored at the moment? What is this? Decorations on the wall are meaningless. In a world so small and full of shit. Bounce around, bounce back to the ground. I'm always taking hits and I'm a winning and knockdown. Get up again, here I go again. Now with people that I've ever called a friend. Disappear in nothing that makes their end. Move around, there I go, I stand myself as I try to ascend. New little places that I'd like to end up. Fuck, that didn't sound that good, but it didn't sound that bad. This is Heyoka King, the wise Heyoka goofy clown guy. He's wise and he's kind of like goofy. And he has magical powers, actually. Me. I am also the narrator of my story, as well as me, obviously. But I'm conscious that I'm the narrator. It's a unique story, but it's too big to get into. Trust yourself if a desperate love to get away in the moment. Moving around and only things that you never see and never notice. You want to be my crazy? Crazy, crazy things. The goal is to find someone that's almost as unhinged and feral as you think you are in your mind. A path where you can see the animal desire to have fun and dance and act like a fucking mental case and make stupid faces. And also cook fun food while bumping butts and kissing each other on the cheeks, foreheads, and nose. Anywhere basically besides the lips. We just be silly. Oh, silly is fun. Find people that have a violent soul, much like yourself, and then you say, you make my beast not scream internally. And they say, oh, me too. The ancient volcanic eruption of my heart has subsided and became dormant. I hope nothing settles it back up into a storm. Then you can just be like, hey, it's alright. If you can respect that I'm doing my best as a person to acquire everything that I'll ever need in life. And pay the bills and have a house and all of that. Oh, my wealth as a person? Experiences, memories, knowledge, the ability to apply it to things. And a whole lot of adventure. I want to see shit. I bet the Northern Lights look beautiful. But then there was another side. One that used to do crime like fucking 10 years ago and say, you know, I used to be a thug long time ago. As I sit there and finish myself another pasta bowl. Anger and blood vile to my veins. Diabetes almost on its way. Sitting there, so boring in my chest as I'm sitting there painting my ground, my hands on the desk. And I'm telling now, because I'm screaming and I'm almost out of breath. Screaming now, once again, as I am a bonus eventual quest. Because I don't know what to do. Just smoke weed, try to chill. But it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I kinda think that's a little unreal. Oh. Oof. past categories, born and raised, you know, I spent too long hanging out all the last days of my life, and I'd like to make sense all the other things that I've ever tried to plan. Let's go falter right through. Stories come to an end. Watching the fires fade now. Oh, shit. Maybe it's just worth it. Maybe it's beautiful.
Beautiful for what? Beautiful for what? The ocean waves lapping against the shore?
But then there was a bad guy! A bad guy showed up!
Bad guy was yourself as well. And she said,
"Hey, my man, I missed you. It's been so long. Remember when we were supposed to go on that big adventure a long time ago?"
Just another delusion, creating schizophrenia, rotting memories sink deep in my mind. All the other things I tried to compromise, too hard to attain, while I still really try. I'm sitting there and all I see is lies, but I do my best to not feel surprised when it comes up next. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It just happened just way too fucking much. And I tell them, I guess it's just by luck. Tell them all they want to see what's happening just the bar. Set fire to my neighbor's house while they're asleep at night. Just see what happens in my heart. Until that makes sense. If anybody could ever even live. The people were dying. If it would give me silly grants. Tearing up from the places and the things I tried to done. Wonder if I keep losing or if I've already won. Down for superstition. Down for who you are. Down for what comes up next. Even if it's bizarre. For the comic doll, soul for stains and other things that be lurking deep, deep in my brain. Coming up, cause you call it superlaterals. Come on, I'm with truth, cause you know you got collateral. Hanging out, cause there's more every day. Pockets all line, away. Cause you know you can't wait. Sitting there, and I'm telling you, hey. Hey, friends, where have you gone? It's an evil desert in your soul, Ryder. Didn't you know that? There's gotta be more I can do in life than just smoke weed, watch TV series that come on that only last 6 to 8 episodes a season, and just finance everything. And try to get a good credit score. I got my brains out. World says I'm gonna live to 78 if I don't get in a better shape. Circumstances right now don't really look that good. They don't really look that great. I thought I would live less than that. Oops. Or maybe a little bit more.
Well, that's just a website trying to scare me, good stress. I could even live to 94.
Hey, old man Ryder.
Grandpa, Grandpa.
What's up, little guys? Remember all those stories about all the bad words that I learned? And how I should have never learned them and shouldn't have said them to other people?
Yeah, we remember every word, Grandpa.
You little rascals. This is gonna bite me in the ass, isn't it?
And I think about my grandfather when he would sit there and talk, full of memories of the special kinds of lights that came from the window.
the experience of being under 3 feet tall and looking through my grandparents' fucking living room. They had this door windows on them that looked outside on the deck. You go out on the deck and past the deck as well. It was so cool, old school. Spelled the fucking 1880s. It's fucking awesome. There's hidden rooms and all sorts of shit inside of it. It was so fucking cool. I love my grandparents' old house. We had so many old guns and walls too. And on the back, there was the gas lines that the spring came up and it was extra mushy. The gas would come up. It was very stinky. Old school swimming hole through the woods. The one that my mom and her friends would swim in. So weird. You watch decades decay. You see, me and my friends, when we were like 13 and under, we were there. We would set up all these cool different spots around town. I don't even see what the point is in my life, if it's just being corny, if there's any importance to being a man and going back there and seeing these spots in that old town. Going to the diner that I haven't experienced eating the food. Last time I went to that diner, I thought I had more money in my bank account than I actually did. So I bought only my drink and then I gave them a tip. Drove back in my worry, so I pulled the extra money out of my fucking wallet and said, alright, let's do this. We just ain't built the same as we used to be, are we? Everything was added on the Spotify and then taken off in my lifetime. Friends that I thought I'd be in love with, travel the world with, trying to pawn me off for tickets to see the gorillas in fucking New York. And I'd sit there saying, no, you almost made me buy box tickets and show you the tickets. You know, you're a fucking psycho. You're gonna screen cap the tickets and then say, oh, these aren't real. You can look on the phone and say, oh, well, big deal. Use me to get the tickets to go to the grills with my friend that you lied about where you went to his lake house. I guess the whole point of being in your 30s is being the dude that owns the lake house and the career to support having not only a truck but a tractor and a small farm of unique plants that can be eaten but aren't necessarily like really, you know, outstanding. Deep inside of his burning core, there is 17 loaded shotguns ready to fire. Remote operated by a mechanism that is that. Snap back, shooting all shots at the singular target. Remote's inside of his left pocket, his jacket, hanging out, pressing the button. 17 loaded shotguns. Snap back, pull the trigger, double barrel each one. Snap. 14. Loud ricocheting, rickety rackets. Sending it down upon that bad guy. Blood all over his jacket. Ryder walks up and smiles, and then turns into some sort of strange, angrier, demonic looking Ryder. That's the bad guy that took Ryder's soul. This man is not named Ryder, but impersonates his body and flesh. And he sits there and encapsulates this burning, fiery black hair in a cool fucking sort of goatee, like an asshole. But, you know, at least that he's fun and has energy.
I'm not too old to fucking be like I used to be, to be strong. God, it was only a few years ago. Or am I just lazy? Please don't tell me there's an age limit that I have to beat, that I just get tired, I want to lie around on the fucking couch.